Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
Celebrating and giving thanks for the miracle we have done. Thank you for the miracle he said to do again in our midst. Our Father, we are just giving you thanks for the miracle you have done. We know you are a miracle worker, and you will do what you alone can do again in this meeting today. And let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Lift your voice to Jesus and appreciate him for all the miracle he has done and he said to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. You are welcome to prayer. I'd like to appreciate everyone on board. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be praying. Say, Father, thank you for launching this commission into our realms of more than a conqueror this year by visiting us with things that eyes have not seen in all of our services, beginning from the month of March. According to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, he said, it is written, eyes have not seen, ear have not heard, neither hath it come to the heart of man, the things God has prepared to them that love him. Lift your voice to Jesus and begin to give him thanks for visiting us with things that eyes have not seen. In the month of March, this month of March, God is visiting the church with things that eyes have not seen. Attendance, eyes have not seen. Testimony, eyes have not seen. By the entrance of his word, Lord, we thank you because you are launching this commission into the realm of more than a conqueror. You are launching each and every one of us into the realm of more than a conqueror. Thereby, give to you, unveiling to us, revealing to us, releasing upon us the things that eyes have not seen, nor yet heard, and the things men have not seen in testimony. Men have not shared in testimony. In the name of Jesus, you are giving to us as a church. We give you all the thanks and we give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are separating the waters from the waters. In the name of Jesus, bringing out solution from every problem. In the name of Jesus, we celebrate you for it. We give you all the thanks. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Lift your voice to Jesus. Thank him. For eyes have not seen other testimonies that is coming your way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and we celebrate you. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Somebody said, for things that eyes have not seen, this one said the loudest, amen. Amen. Next, we're going to pray. And this time around, we're going to be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, let every contact made in our outreach all throughout this weekend surrender to Christ and be compelled to settle down in this church for life. According to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12, for thee, O Lord, by the blood of the covenant, have brought thee out of the pit wherein there is no water. This Saturday, men and women will come out of the pit wherein there is no water. Lift your voice to Jesus and begin to drive this prayer. In the name of Jesus, pray with expectation, pray with honor, pray with passion, pray in expectantly. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare this Saturday evangelism in Jamaica. Lord, you will draft multitude, you will save souls in the name of Jesus, and everyone will minister so they shall be compelled to come to Christ. They shall be compelled in the name of Jesus to be in service on Sunday and to be saved and established till eternity in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because this Saturday outreach is already a success. Jamaica will be subdued in the name of Jesus by the mighty hand of God. Jamaica shall be subdued their maker shall be fruitful for us in the name of Jesus. He said the land was fruitful for them. Therefore, we decree this land shall be fruitful. Jamaica evangelism shall be fruitful this weekend. Lift your voice to Jesus and decree Jamaica evangelism this way. Jamaica outreach this weekend shall be fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. As we go, we are returning with shifts in our hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice to Jesus. Celebrate Him. Give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the praise. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Next, we are going to pray. We are going to be declaring the mind of God. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every soul saved in our church this weekend be compared to appearing in our WSF and in this coming Sunday service. Can I hear a louder amen? In the name of Jesus, in Haggai chapter 1, verse 14, it said, God's terror of the spirit of Zerubbabel and the spirit of everyone, and they have one mind to walk in the house of the Lord. Lift your voice to Jesus. Let's decree and declare that every soul saved this weekend outreach shall be compared to attend our WSM. So we are inviting them to WSM, and they shall also be compared to attend our Sunday service. At least one soul in the name of Jesus will be compared to attend every WSM. One soul attending the church minimum in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice to Jesus and decree and declare that every soul saved in this weekend outreach shall be compared to attend this Sunday service. They shall be compared to attend the Sunday service, and they shall be compared to appear in the service on Sunday. The angel of God begin to minister to them. Let the angel of God begin to drive them in. As we minister to them, everyone we have ministered to this week, they shall be compared to Jesus and decree and declare every soul ministered to this weekend shall be compared to appear in church in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice to Jesus, celebrate Him, give Him all the thanks, and give Him praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Next, we are going to pray. And we're going to be declaring what the mind of God says in the name of Jesus. We're taking the next prayer. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the mighty rushing wind of Holy Ghost, compare the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church, Winner Chapel, New York, this coming Sunday. In the name of Jesus, when they hear the word, Acts 2, verse 2 and 6, verses, they come together to hear. They come together. Lord, by this coming Sunday service, let multitude be compared to appear in service. Lift our voice to Jesus. Pray with passion. Pray with understanding. Pray with expectation that by the mighty rushing wind of Holy Ghost, this coming Sunday, multitude shall begin to gather. They shall be compared to gather in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall see multitude gather this coming Sunday. The mighty hand of God, the rushing wind of God, begin to rush them in the name of Jesus Christ, our Father and our God. We thank you because this coming Sunday, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Spirit, multitude shall be compared to gather in our church. In the name of Jesus, in this church, Winner Chapel, New York, there shall be record-breaking multitudes. Record-breaking multitudes, the kind we have never seen before. The kind that's going to be above all that we have ever seen. Lift your voice to us in the name of Jesus, our Father. We say, by the mighty rushing wind of Holy Ghost, you will compare the record God, record breaking multitudes. This coming Sunday, we decree and declare record breaking multitudes, record breaking and abiding multitude this coming Sunday. Thank you, Father, for saying this in Jesus' mighty name. You have prayed that prayer from today. Begin to break your amen. I want to see this. Somebody must break records. In your career, you shall begin to break records. Your children will break records in the academics. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In this church, somebody who is the first to say the loudest amen, you will break record. In Winner Chapel worldwide, you shall break record. Not only Winner Chapel, New York. Worldwide, you are breaking record. Record that anyone has not said, you will set it. In your generation, you will break record. In the name of the work, Jesus did. He said, you shall do also greater work than this you shall do, because he has gone to the Father. Many of us shall break record in the name of Jesus. Not one, not two, not ten, not hundred. Everybody that is engaging in this prayer, you shall begin to break record in the name of, and your business shall flourish like a palm tree and a cedar in Lebanon. Amen and amen. Next, we're going to pray. This time around, we're still praying. We're declaring the mind of God. Say, Father, next we are praying the next prayer. We say, Father, in the name of Jesus, send us the rain of your word, crowd garden word, a ever prevailing word, never failing word. This coming Sunday, a word that will break barriers in our life, a word that will break invisible barrier. This coming Sunday, services and save so ordained for eternity. The book of Acts 13:44 said, the next Sabbath, everyone came to hear the word of God. They came to hear the word that break invisible barrier. Lift your voice to Jesus. Make a declaration. Lord, send us a word. In the first service, in the second service, in the third service, you will send us your word that will break barriers. Invisible barriers shall be broken. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever represents barrier in your life, this comes. It shall be broken. Barrier shall be broken in the life of somebody. I don't know whom I'm talking about, but I know somebody. That barrier shall be broken. That age-long affliction shall be broken in the name of Jesus by the sent word, by the power of the sent word. This coming Sunday, that age-long affliction is over in the name of Jesus. You are breaking records. That barrier shall be broken. That stagnation shall be over in the life of somebody. You shall move to your next level. You shall move to your next level. Your children are moving to their next level in the name of Jesus. You shall begin to break record. You shall begin to break barriers. Mountains shall be leveled for you. Who are thou, O great mountain, before the church in New York? They shall be leveled this month. Mountains shall be leveled for you. It doesn't matter how long you have suffered that affliction. The end has come to him. He says, surely there's an end, and your expectation shall not be cut off. If thou can say to the mountain, if you can say to that mountain, now in the name of Jesus, every mountain before the people of God, they are leveled this month. They are leveled by this coming Sunday service. In the name of Jesus, let the word of God come powerfully and level every mountain. And say so this Sunday. In the name, so must appear on the altar. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be. Jesus mighty name we pray. Next, we're going to pray. And this time around, we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the yoke of every terminal disease. We break it. Terminal disease shall be broken in the life of any member, including all our online worshipper. Lift your voice to Jesus and begin to break yoke of terminal disease. We terminate terminal disease. Anything called terminal is terminated on this altar. I stand on the word of God and I begin to decree according to the book of, it said, light will shine on your path in the name of Jesus. And when men say there's a casting down, you shall be saying there's a lifting up. We break the yoke right now in agreement with everybody on this line. Anyone that is caught sick, anyone that is experiencing terminal disease, be it diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, we break it, we terminate it. Cancer, lift your voice to Jesus. Say we terminate it. an end has come to it. Somebody said we terminate it. Terminal disease is terminated in the life of every member, in the life of all our online worshipers. We terminate it today. And whatsoever we terminate on earth, every Sunday we terminate it. Therefore, on that scripture, we stand today and we terminate barrenness, we terminate affliction, we terminate struggles in the life of any member, anyone connected to this, anyone at all, no matter where they are, and then that's come to affliction. Affliction of sickness and disease, and that's come to his, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I love that we terminate it. Terminal disease, hate, long affliction. The more we say it, the more we see it. In Jesus' mighty name. Next, we are going to pray. We're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we break marital yokes in the life of every eligible singles in our camp. Anyone, he said in the book of Psalm chapter 6, say it verse 6, the Lord said the solitude in family, he bring out those who are bound with him. Lord, by this Sunday's coming service, marital yoke is broken. Lift up voice to Jesus in the life of all our eligible singles. Anyone that is eligible to marry, they shall be connected to their godly spouse. In the name of Jesus, none of them shall make mistake. They shall be connected to right person. In the name of Jesus, right person, a prosperous person, is a person that is responsible, and a responsible servant of God, a responsible children of God. In the name of Jesus, a responsible sons and daughter of God. In the father begin to connect it. He said, male and female created it. Therefore, begin to create male and female for every eligible singles in our camp. Holy Spirit, we break that yoke today, and we decree it is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Everybody say, it is broken today. Marital yoke is broken right now in the life of all our eligible singles. From this hour, we decree divine connection in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father Lord. Everyone begin to receive a marriage proposal this month and be gloriously married before the end of this year. In Jesus' mighty name, it is still covered. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. And finally, we are declaring that, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the yoke of barrenness right now, right now, right now, because faith is now. We decree and declare every married man and woman in this chapel, New York, including all our online worshippers, shall be gloriously pregnant this month, and it begin to give birth the next 9 months. Lift a voice to Jesus and begin to say, we break it. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. The light of God begin to shine. Let them be gloriously conceived. You will conceive by the power from the highest. Anyone that is yet to conceive shall begin to conceive in the name of Jesus, because you must also conceive more than a conqueror order of conception. In the name of, become your portion. If more than a conqueror is real, then you must experience it in the name of Jesus. Everyone have different areas or issues of concern. Father, visit everyone in their own areas of concern. Anyone that desire a good husband, they must receive it. Anyone that desire multiple children, triplets, you must receive it, because it's your year of more than a conqueror. And this month is a month of topmost top. Redeem me for the topmost top. You must get to the top in your business and your career. This is the word of the Lord. This month is a month of success. Everybody must be successful in every area. None shall be lacking behind. In their ministries, in their career, you will not lack behind. You will not lack behind. You will not be the pity ones. You will not be pity again. You shall be envied in this environment, in this church. Men and women will begin to envy you. And that shall be your story. I said somebody will be envied this month. You will not be pitied again. The God of liberation will answer you. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice to Jesus. Celebrate him, because you will be envied. You shall be envied in the name of Jesus. You shall be envied. The same year he sowed, that was the same year he reaped. on the foe, and the Philistine envied him. Somebody by this light, I decree you shall be envied this year. Say, I receive it. I believe it. I will be envied this year. I will not be pitied again. You shall not be put to shame. You shall not be confounded. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands celebrating, because you are not permitted to be pitied. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate and give him all the thanks and all the praise, because he has answered us. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. No gate of hell will prevail against the peace and unity of Ukraine and Russia. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody bless, lift your voice to Jesus and celebrate him. Give thanks from the depth of your heart. And say, because I shall not be pitied. In the name of Jesus. This year will not end like the same way it used to end for you. It shall be a different year. A year of impact, a year of solution. Beginning from this month, somebody will have his own solution. Somebody will have our own solution. Heaven on earth, in the name of Jesus. More than a conqueror, order of testimony, become the portion of everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, because it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now go in peace. Return with your testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.